time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
It's a minute past 11 from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Dave Carlson joins us. How are you, Dave?
Not too bad, thanks, Sean. A little bit red-eyed. I was watching Gosford and Lismore last night and then stayed up to watch Royal Ascot and Hootson and maybe the Jubilee for Hootson. But fantastic night on Sky Racing. But we're back on the chase this morning.
Now, one of the highlights, tomorrow night, Albion Park, the Feral. He's back on the road. He has captured the imagination of everyone, hasn't he?
Absolutely, Sean. And go the mighty Feral, Frankie.
Oh, too right.
In the Flying Amy Classic Final. Come on. Come on, the Feral. Anyway, as you mentioned, fast becoming a cult figure in New South Wales, and he's going to be chasing his sixth win on the bounce in the final. And his trainer, Ray Smith, or Jack, as he's known, is on the road yet again, making the long trek from Forbes to Brisbane. Jack, good morning. Whereabouts are you now as you join us?
Good morning, Dave. I've just gone through Peak Hill, mate.
Okay, so you've only just really begun.
Oh, yeah, it's only early yet. Yeah, early.
Now, it's such a long drive, Jack. Do you do it in one go?
No, I go to Gundawindi tonight, stay there, and just camp there till head in tomorrow to the track, yeah.
Okay. Well, Jack, last Thursday night, Feral Frankie won his heat of the Flying Amy. It was just incredible. It came from a seemingly impossible position after jumping from box eight and being forced up the track on that first turn. The time was 29.98, so he still broke 30 seconds. How has his week been since then, and what have you done with him?
He just works at home in between races, and nothing's changed. It's been a good week. Everything's going to plan, so there'll be no excuses. That point of view.
Okay, yeah, you tell me he's a pretty good traveller.
He loves the car, yeah.
Okay, well, he's going to jump from box five tomorrow night. You've got the Queensland Derby winner, Sinachi, to his immediate inside, and fellow New South Wales finalist, Nangar Diva, on his outside. The favourite, Black Opium, has drawn the rails alley. What are your thoughts on drawing the five, Ray?
Boxes don't seem to matter that much to him, but it's more about what the dogs do around him. You know, we need him to cart us into the race somewhat, and then he needs to be able to do his thing. So, you know, if we cop backwash going to the first turn, and someone's out front running 29.6, well, then it makes it very difficult. If we can get to the first turn and stay in touch with the leaders, well, then think we're in with a show.
Well, he hasn't had that many starts in the yellow rug, Jack. His most recent start in it was when he won a semi-final of the Richmond Riches. He jumped midfield, but then did what he usually does. He balanced up and went to the lead. That field's a lot different, I guess. You've got a Group 1 final tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's right. Well, sometimes I think that won't matter so much. If they go for, you know, a bit of speed won't matter. He might get across a little bit easier, but box five, he'll handle the box all right. At some stage, he will look to rail, and that's when he starts to make his run. So, as long as not too much damage done before we get there, I think you'll get a run for your money.
Okay, yeah, my red eyes, I can't read my notes properly. I said it's a Group 1, it's actually a Group 3, but it's a group race. Now, he's chasing six straight wins, but he's actually won seven of his past eight, if you count his second to Flynn in the Speed Star at Sandown. So he's won seven of his past eight. He's getting a real cult following, Jack. I mean, I've had stacks of social media requests to keep us updated on his progress. So you and the Feral, you've both gone viral.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but he had a couple of wins before that as well in the new sensation, so he's probably, he had two wins before he went to the match race in Melbourne, so I think you'll find he's got a few more straight wins than that.
I tell you what, you know, with you and the Frankie getting all this attention on social media, you might be taking over from Cole Hodges as the most famous, or Miracle Mal as the most famous export from Forbes.
Oh, I don't know about taking over from Cole, but it wouldn't be that hard taking over from Mal, I think, would it?
Yeah, the miracle. Yeah, it's a wonder he hasn't called me after Manly had that lucky win over the Dragons at the weekend. But anyway, morning, Mel, if you're listening. Now, Ray, or Jack, I should call you. You've also got Little Digger on the trip north. He's in a fifth grade over 600 metres, and he's also drawn box five. Veloce Nero for John and Minnie Finn's going to jump from the four in that race. I'll tell you what, the Digger's a chance in any race he contests, and he drops in grade.
Yeah, no, well, Farrell's been coming up with travelling companions, so we didn't want to leave him on his own. So we just thought we'd put Digger in, you know, even if he had to drop back in distance. So he had they're pretty good mates. So anyhow, he's in a race. Yeah, but he'll be competitive, whatever he goes around in. Box five again, so... But he's fairly well experienced, so he'll handle it.
Well, Jack, as always, I appreciate you giving up your time. Have a safe journey for the next, I guess, what would it be, about another 7 hours you got to go?
About another six, probably. But I've got plenty of time.
All right. Well, we'll crank up Sky Sports Radio. Safe journey, and go the Frankie, and go the Digger tomorrow night at Albion Park. And thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
That's fine, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much. Ray, or Jack Smith, as everybody calls him, Sean. And we must also wish John and Minnie Finn all the best with Poco Dorado out of Box 7 in the TAB Gold Cup final. That's Group 1 level, race number 8 on the card.
Right, and now the GWIC is reducing some fees, Dave.
Yes, Sean, the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission has announced a decrease in fees for some frequent transactions made by participants. For example, greyhound naming applications and litter registrations are both going to be reduced to $50 from July the 1st. So if you can hold on till July 1, you won't be paying as much money. You can go to the GRNSW website or thedogs.com.au, Sean, and they have all the details.
Alrighty, now the Pet Prep Seminar. I'll be visiting several race clubs.
Yeah, this will be good. Dr. Norman Blackman, who's the chief vet for Greyhound Racing New South Wales, and Tracy Irons, who's the founder and director of Australian Veterinary Behaviour Sciences, are going to be visiting four tracks to teach you how to achieve better race performance and rehoming success. Now, they're evening seminars, and they teach you that lifelong socialisation and habituation is for all greyhounds and all stages of life. Now, these seminars are coming up in late July. Richmond is the first one at the Richmond Race Club on Monday, July the 22nd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Then the following day, Tuesday, July 23, at the Gardens in Newcastle from 5:30 till 8. At the same time, they'll be at the Grafton Greyhound Club on Wednesday, July 24, and at Lismore on Thursday, July 25. So it'll be quite interesting. I think all Greyhound participants should go along. To register, go to education@grnsw.com.au and just click on the location you require, Sean.
Now, you got a couple of winners for us, Dave?
Yeah, we had a bit of a lean old trot yesterday. I think we got one or two, so let's hope we can get more. There's two meetings in New South Wales today. Richmond kicks off at 3:32 this afternoon. The best bet is in race 10. It's number 7, Can't Dance. There's no value bet there. Gary Clark's going to call all the action. And there'll be some 330-metre trials with the finish on lure after the final race at Richmond today. Wentworth Park races tonight from 7:05, and the best bet at Wenty is also in race 10. It's number 1, Ducati George, race 10, number 1. The value bet comes up in race 7, number 8, Guiding Light. And the battler, Timmy Newbold, is going to be calling all of the action, cos.
And we'll catch up with Timmy with a couple of good things as well soon. Dave, talk to you tomorrow.
Good on you, cos.